You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
I'm Alistair from Hot Rod Cadets, and when I'm not making fur coats out of cute puppies, I like to listen to Electrical Language.
Hello everybody, welcome to Electrical Language number 131. I'm Garble Kovacs, in case you didn't know, and I am severely hacked off for reasons which I will get to a little bit later. This podcast has been recorded on Sunday, 13th July 2008, a day and a half later than usual. This is War Tapes.
I dream that always seems to
Yes, well, for various reasons, I haven't been able to do the kind of preparation I normally do for a podcast, and so I'm going to be somewhat briefer. So let's just tell you what you've heard. First of all, War Tapes. They are from LA in the USA. There are four of them: Neil on vocals and guitar, Becca bass and vocals, William on drums, and Matt on guitar. They have an album that's now out. I found them through Serathan Records. I was just browsing the Serathan website, and that song, which I think is a current single, was available for a free download, and so I contacted Serathan, and they gave me permission to play that song. And that song, I don't think I've told you, the title is called Dreaming of You. That's probably fairly obvious, actually. What else? War Tapes, I'm sure they have a website, but if there's anything other than the MySpace site, I can't see it. So I'll give you the myspace.com/wartapes, WARTAPES. That was followed by Echo Killer and the song Wave 1. Now, last week I played a couple of songs by a band from Vienna in Austria. That was My Secret Playground. And I couldn't remember, thinking back on it, whether I played any other bands from Austria. Well, follow that up very quickly with Echo Killer, who again are from Austria, although I'm not sure whether they're from Vienna or somewhere else. And there are two of them in the band. They're Andy Leiner, who does the recording, arranging, lyrics, guitars, bass, piano, synthesizer, and C. Hall, or is it Hall, who plays drum programming, bass and guitars, synth sequences, and the mix. And they describe themselves as a mix of industrial, electronica, experimental, and dance music. Indeed, that's what you get. Now, why have I not been able to do much preparation? Basically, I haven't been able to log on to the internet since Wednesday, I think, was the last time I did. Sorry, just got a frog in the throat. Quick slurp of tea there. And today's Sunday afternoon. Well, I've spent a lot of time Friday, and then again today, trying to sort this out. For some reason, the internet just went, and I thought, oh, I know what I'll do. I will get a USB wireless adapter and try and log on to the internet through our wireless network, because whilst our desktop PC wasn't getting onto the internet, the three laptops we have in the house, everyone's got a laptop in this family except me, I've got the old desktop thing, they were all managing absolutely fine. And then this afternoon I was sort of ranting down the internet by email to Grant Mason from the Three from Leith podcast, and Grant always comes out with a helpful solution. He said, oh, well, it's this latest Microsoft security update thingy, and that conflicts with Zone Alarm. And of course, this is the only PC in the family that uses Zone Alarm. And honestly, within seconds of me trying what Grant said, it went on straight away instantly. And just thinking of all the hours today I've lost, and on Friday lost, trying to sort this out. So, multi frustration. But anyway, I'm back online. Now I'm going to play you a song. Yeah, I think I'll play you a song. This one's by Susie Ledge. Now, Melinda, yes, the famous Melinda from Sopron in Hungary, recommended Susie Ledge to me quite a few weeks ago. And originally, I exchanged some emails with Susie Ledge and understood I'd be getting some songs, but then nothing came through. And then earlier this week, Melinda sent me a message and reminded me of Susie Ledge and asked me if I'd like her to get in touch, and I said yes please, and this is what came through earlier this week. So anyway, Susie Ledge, I'll tell you more about her in a moment, but this song that Susie sent me is called Changes.
Conversations so impatiently.
Well, I think Susie's got a lovely, lovely voice, and you'll hear more when I play the two acoustic songs that she sent me, and I'll play those before long. Now, actually, Susie sent me a total of four songs, and I'm pretty sure I'll be playing them all, but I do really like the two acoustic songs that she sent me, and we'll have to build another acoustic podcast for you around those two songs. Now, Susie Ledge is from London, which is in the United Kingdom. Sorry, just called up her MySpace page. There is a website, but I clicked on that, and that's just one of those holding pages, so you get all the information from www.myspace.com/LedgeUK, LEDGEUK. Susie Ledge, it tells us, is an up-and-coming singer-songwriter and guitarist, renowned for her evocative lyrics and emotive yet chilled-out style. She creates songs that are soothing to the ear and vivid for the imagination, and her music has the unusual ability of being instantly recognisable whilst remaining original and engaging. She's got a growing fan base, including Melinda in Sopron in Hungary, and is spending the summer taking Ibiza by storm. So if you are going to Ibiza this summer, be taken by storm, and do look out for Susie Ledge. And there's that. Yes, sorry, the podcast, I still can't get this annoyance out of my mind. The podcast is going to be a little bit shorter than was planned, actually back to the original concept that served me well for the best part of 2 years of five songs, three by different artists and then the final two by the same artist, because I wanted to get it done. I originally wanted to do it on Friday, but you know that I had problems with the internet, and so never got done on Friday, and there we are. Yesterday I wouldn't have been able to record anyway, because we went out as a family. Caroline's father is in his 70s. It was his birthday not so very long ago, and he decided that as a birthday present, what he really wanted was to be taken out not just anywhere, but yesterday we drove to Coventry, which is a city in the Midlands in the UK. It must have been 125 or so miles away, and there in a park, in a not very pleasant area of town, I have to say. Sorry if you're listening in Coventry and you live next door to Culloden Castle Park, but perhaps this is me being a country dweller living in a small village, but the endless rows of small terrace houses I found so depressing. Anyway, in this park is a piece of wall. It's a piece of wall that is several hundred years old, because it goes back to the 1100s, and this piece of wall with a couple of window slits in it is all that remains of Culloden Castle. Now, Culloden Castle was, at that time in the 1100s, the family seat of my father-in-law's family, and so he went there to pay his respects to his ancestors, and you know, I suppose it happens when you when you're getting on in years, that these things become, you know, family history become rather more important to you. Over the last 800 years, the family's fallen on harder times. They've just now got a very pleasant house and lifestyle. Nothing like living in castles anymore. So, I don't know how it ever happened to the family titles and things, but Caroline's family branch is so long distance from that, it doesn't really matter. Anyway, so after looking at the remains of Culloden Castle and inspecting the piece of wall, we then went on to Warwick Castle, which is actually rather more impressive. And cost an arm and a leg to get in, it seriously did. But I suppose, you know, they made the effort to make you feel that you'd at least got some value for your money with sort of displays and, you know, how everything has to be interactive nowadays, and so on and so forth. But it's a well-preserved castle, Warwick Castle, very beautifully maintained. Obviously never got sufficiently caught up in the Wars of the Roses or the English Civil War of the 1640s and early 1650s. So unlike other castles that we've visited, it's never been been destroyed, and it's all in good condition. Now, let's move on. Sorry, I've been rambling on. Last week I got this CD. It's by the Hot Rod Cadets, and it's called Something in the Engine. Now, Alistair Bishop of the Hot Rod Cadets introduced the podcast right at the beginning. He told you what he does when he's not listening to Electrical Language. And Alistair, if I was you, mate, I'd listen to this podcast rather more often and you know, leave those poor puppies alone. Anyway, you heard an extract from the title track of the album that's called Something in the Engine, and here it is.
Something in the bearings, machine is gonna stop. Gotta lift the bonnet, don't wanna lift the bonnet, don't wanna know how it was.
If you've been listening to podcasts for several years, well, going back to the early days in 2005, you'll know the Hot Rod Cadets. Mark from the Tartan Podcast picked up on them and then did several other podcasts, as Grant Mason at Three from Leith, myself, quite a number of others. I mean, just looking at the list of thanks on the back page of the liner. Colin Meeks at Indie Launchpad, Phil Coyne, you still out there, Phil? CC Chapman at Accident Hash, The Binary Starcast, looking at various others, Journey Inside My Mind, The Daily Download, quite a few other podcasts I've not actually heard of. So they all picked up on Hot Rod Cadets. My Heart Sinks is a really good pop song that that got a lot of podcast play, and so it was very nice earlier this year to hear from Alistair Bishop from the band announcing that the new album was going to be out before long, and then to receive it about 10 days ago, because it is about 3 years since the last Hot Rod Cadets album. The band Hot Rod Cadets are Alistair Bishop singing guitars, percussion and keyboards, Brian McMullen on drums, Ian McIntosh bass and singing, with Alan Robertson guitars and keyboards, Blair Cowan piano and keyboards, and Hugh Bishop on saxophone. You can certainly hear Hugh and his sax on a number of the tracks on the album. Now, I know that Grant at Three From Leith, which by the way you can find at threefromleith.com, and that's threefromleith.com, is playing some other songs from this album in the podcast that he's recording this weekend. He's playing something from The Engine, as I have done, and then he's playing two other tracks. He did tell me which, but I've forgotten which ones, but anyway, not the one I'm going to play. So if you'd like to hear more, head along to Three From Leith and listen to Grant's podcast that will be out on Tuesday. He puts it out, so it'll be Tuesday the 15th, presumably, of July. Anyway, Hot Rod Cadets, they're from Scotland, Glasgow, I presume. Hope you like their music. I certainly enjoy it. It's a good album. And to close this week's Electrical Language, I'm going to bring you track number 11 out of the 12 tracks on the album, and this is Walking in the Rain.
She wakes you in the morning and tries to take your hand. Another day is dawning and she thinks you'll understand. You turn from her and walk away, look into the sun. You're blinded less than when you thought she could be the one. I'm jealous.
Well, there we are. Hopefully next week's podcast won't be so rushed. In fact, I just realised, of course, it's Microsoft's fault, isn't it, for doing something wrong with this new patch. And it's funny how this happens. The moment Bill Gates retires from being top man at Microsoft, are they too connected? Anyway, today you have heard. You've heard all sorts of music. You've heard from War Tapes. You've heard from Echo Killer. You've heard from Susie Ledge. And you've heard from Hot Rod Cadets. And thanks to them for the music. Thank you for downloading and listening. Hopefully back in a better mood next week. Goodbye.
By Libsyn.